Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC 7's Michael Finney.
Hello, and thank you for downloading this podcast. I am Michael Finney. Today we have some really interesting stories. We have digital television, what you need to know, the Federal Trade Commission's top consumer fraud complaints for 2007, and the good side of the credit crunch. Let's start with the Do Not Call list. Congress this past week decided to make the Do Not Call list a permanent feature of the federal government. They have sent a bill to the president. It's on his desk, and everyone assumes he'll sign it. And what that means is you will not have to constantly re-sign up for the federal Do Not Call list, and also the Do Not Call list will not go away. So until you give up that phone number, you will be on the Do Not Call list, and companies are not supposed to call you. That's the good news. The bad news, this week we discovered there is a ploy, a sneaky, tricky way to get around the Do Not Call list. Look, we've always known that if you have an existing business relationship with a company, they're allowed to telephone you. So if you have a credit card company and they have a concern that you may have gone over your limit, or if they just want to sell you something, they are allowed to call you even if your name is on the federal Do Not Call list. Well, companies have figured out that if you ask them for information, that is considered a business relationship. And since you ask, it is an existing business relationship, and they're allowed to call you. So there's this whole new industry popping up, sending you letters that include a postcard that they try to get you to send back in. And they'll say, we have important information about this or that. They will also often imitate a organization you trust, like the AARP, or maybe a governmental entity like Social Security, and they'll say, for more information, send this in. And a big clue is, down at the bottom, it'll have your phone number. Well, if they're just going to send you information, why do they need your phone number? Once you send in that card, you have opened up a floodgate, because it's not just an individual company that is sending you this information, getting that card, and will call you, but they are companies that then sell your information to all these other guys. So if someone sends you a letter and they say, for further information, fill out this form, think twice. You may do better just to go on the internet or talk to a trusted financial advisor if it's something financial or to do with the government and get their take on it. But don't just automatically fill out a card, or else you're potentially just doing away with your place on the federal Do Not Call list. Now let's talk about digital TV. I don't know if you have it on your television currently, on your cable, on your satellite service provider, but digital TV really is a lot better. It's a very sharp picture. It's like watching a movie. And, you know, I don't come to this stuff easily because it costs more money, but it really, really makes a TV viewing experience wonderful. You ought to see Channel 7. On HD TV. It's absolutely phenomenal. Anyway, so if you get digital, then you can get HD and you can get widescreen. You don't have to do any of those things, except for you do have to go digital. In February of next year, so a year from now, our signal that we put out from our tower at Channel 7 changes. It will no longer be a signal that can be picked up by an older TV, an older antenna up on top of your house, or the older rabbit ears antenna on top of your TV set, because it is a digital signal. It's a completely different digital. It's a bunch of zeros and ones rather than what we've been sending out. Now, there have been commercials playing, and there has been a lot of information getting out there from broadcasters explaining that you're going to need to go digital. But here are the two main things you need to know. One, if you get your signal not over the air, not through an antenna, but through satellite or cable, then you don't need to do anything different. They're already taking care of all of that for you and sending you a signal to your TV that will work on your TV. So you got cable? Forget it. You don't even need to pay any attention at all. Well, here's what's happened. CalPERG, California Public Interest Research Group, went shopping around the western United States to find out were retailers that sell TV being upfront about the new rules and were they passing along that information. And what they found is a lot of the time they were not. Now, their secret shopper program found that they often received inaccurate or misleading information about this upcoming digital transition. Now, since you have a year, you have plenty of time to get stuff straight, but if you're getting bad information, that's not good. So, the main information you need can be found on our website, abc7news.com. We'll refer you to other websites, but remember, if you currently have satellite or digital TV, not digital, cable TV, there's nothing you need to do about going digital. Unless you want to. Unless you want a better signal, if you want widescreen, HD, and all the rest. But there's nothing to do to keep TV coming into your house. Now let's talk about the Federal Trade Commission. They released their top 20 list of consumer fraud complaints in 2007. Let's just look at the top five. Number one, identity theft, 32%. A third of the complaints going into the FTC from consumers are about identity theft. No surprise there. We know what a huge problem this is. That's why you have to pull your credit reports. That's why you need to read every bill coming into your house to make sure someone is not ripping you off. Number two, at 8% of the complaints, shop at home / catalog sales. Makes sense. You buy stuff, you don't always get what you're buying. So make sure you're not being overcharged. Make sure you're dealing with reputable firms. Think in terms of the big brick-and-mortar places. Think of Macy's, Target. You know the big names. And also think about the big online names. Think about Amazon and the others. Number three, internet services. 5% of the complaint against them. Again, a lot of people have problems signing on, getting the speed they think they're paying for. Number four, foreign money offers. 4% of the complaints were about foreign money offers. I want you to look at that word by word. Foreign money offers. Nobody's offering you money. And certainly if they're in another country where our laws do not apply, you don't want to get involved in this. Anything to do with a foreign money offer is only for someone who is a sophisticated investor in that environment. Not even a good stock investor here, so just stay away from it. And number five, prizes, sweepstakes, and lotteries. No surprise there. Again, 4% of the complaints. Look, you never send money to get a prize. The whole concept is they're giving you something. Don't give anybody any money. If it comes from Canada, you probably want to throw it away. And if it comes from Phoenix, Florida, or Southern California, let me throw in Southern Nevada, then you want to read it very, very carefully and be very careful or you could get ripped off. Okay, here is the good side of the credit crunch. Less junk mail. Less junk mail. Mortgage and home equity direct mail is down as lenders pull back as the housing slump and credit crunch continues. Now, how much is it down? Look at your mailbox. Mine, it's way down, maybe half. And what they're saying is that overall, it appears as if it's down by a third. That lenders sent out about 2.5 billion direct mail pieces last year, and that's down from almost 4 billion pieces in 2006. So, there's always a good news, bad news story, isn't there? And finally, let's take a look at Finney's Friday Free Stuff. Today we're giving away free tickets to the 2008 Pacific Orchid Exposium in Exposition, I should say, pardon me, in San Francisco. If you've never been to this thing, it is very cool. Now, be careful when you're sending in for this, because we have a limited amount of tickets. If it's not worth the stamp and an envelope to you, because you could get skunked and just get a discount, then you don't want to send in for it. And then the other thing we have are one free pack of Crunchies, Nature's Ultimate Snack Food. This is pretty healthy stuff. It's pretty fun stuff. You ought to get in on it. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. I'm Michael Finney. Make sure you watch my reports here on ABC 7 News at either 5 or 6 o'clock Monday through Friday, as well as catching my reports on The View from the Bay. That's our afternoon entertainment and information show that airs between 3 and 4 o'clock. It's a great show. If you haven't watched it, you need to check it out. I'm on every Monday and Friday with consumer news, some great interviews, some great facts and figures. You ought to check it out. And then also, I am now back on KGO Radio. You can find me Saturdays between 4 and 7 p.m. That's it for this week. Thank you for downloading the podcast.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.